Well, now let's get to the breaking news today that FIFA president Sepp Blatter is resigning amid that corruption investigation of soccer's governing body that led to the arrests of seven FIFA officials. Blatter was just reelected to his position last Friday, and now today he says he is resigning. Kurt Nickisch with Here and Now contributor WBUR has been following the story and joins us now. Kurt, quite a surprise.
Absolutely, because he had just been reelected, sort of to the surprise of many, because he was able to, you know, exert his power and show how much support he had, even though a bunch of people in his organization were arrested earlier in the week. He was elected in this election that some people kind of considered a farce, but he did have a lot of support. Russian Premier Vladimir Putin said, you know, he accused the U.S. of timing the charges to sort of interfere with the election and exert American influence on soccer.
Because Russia is one of the countries where the World Cup is going to be played in 2018. It will be in Russia. And some people thought that perhaps the U.S., which was involved in these charges against the FIFA officials, was sour grapes. And this is what Vladimir Putin basically was saying.
Exactly. Because the U.S. had been up to host the World Cup as well and was a loser in that process. He had a lot of support from African and Asian nations. But it was European nations and the United States who tried to defeat him were unsuccessful. But they also talked about possibly boycotting the World Cup or maybe moving to form their own organization. So this move now could be in response to that.
And he has not been charged, Sepp Blatter, but there are now this morning these new allegations. The New York Times reporting that his top lieutenant was involved in $10 million in bank transactions that are related to the scandal at the center of this.
FIFA is denying that, but this is just an example of more bad news coming out for FIFA. And I'll tell you this, I was just in Switzerland,
yeah,
where the arrests were made, where Blatter was reelected. And there in the Swiss news, a lot of experts were talking about how Blatter probably shouldn't vacation in the U.S. anytime soon, or maybe doesn't want to travel far from home, because they just expect that a lot of these arrests now may lead to the situation where some of these people could turn on him, implicate him for, you know, as part of a plea deal, mm, and that Blatter would be charged. So many people think that, you know, that still may be coming down the line.
Well, and today in this news conference, which is being described as hastily arranged, he said this mandate, meaning his reelection last Friday, does not seem to be supported by everyone in the world of football. FIFA needs a profound restructuring. Now, new elections are not expected to be held until sometime between December and March. He's going to stay in his role until then.
Yeah, which may not happen, right? So he may be forced out or forced to do something before then. But he essentially is bowing to pressure and will be giving up his term. I'm sure he did not want to do that. He had planned to stay in for the duration.
What about the World Cups in 2018 in Russia and 2022 in Qatar? Now, these have been brought up as we've been talking about this story, as it's been unfolding, people wondering, is it possible that FIFA will pull back and say, actually, no, these World Cups, there's too much scandal involved here with the awarding of these World Cups, and they won't be held in these places. Is that possible now, do you think, with Blatter's resignation?
It's possible. I think it's more possible for the 2022 World Cup in Qatar, and that's because that selection surprised many people. They had to move the contest to the winter time because temperatures can exceed 120 yeah, degrees in the summertime there. They've had thousands of worker deaths of migrant workers who were helping to build the stadiums in Qatar. It just seems like very poor stewardship of a bid. And this is also a country where alcohol is illegal, homosexuality is not friendly there. It's just not a great place for a good World Cup experience to, you know, in the opinion of many people. And so that's probably the weakest of the bids. And it's the furthest out, so it may have a chance of being changed, but it might not.
Kurt Nickisch with Here and Now contributor WBUR talking with us about the breaking news today that Sepp Blatter, the president of FIFA, is resigning. He was just reelected to his post last Friday, but now as this corruption investigation into soccer's governing body continues, Sepp Blatter stepping down. Kurt, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely.